May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for November 6, 2021. And today I'll be focusing on the global crisis in a unique way that you can use to wake up the wokesters and sheeple in your life. We've all got friends and family who are confused or stuck in the blue pill matrix and don't know what they don't know and think they know better because they follow lamestream media and national propaganda radio, NPR, which has, so much good stuff, So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum field of cosmic astrological weather. And the good news is that right now Mercury is conjunct Mars in Scorpio, offering in-depth vision of what's going on in the world. And both these transducers of the deep space quantum field are in a strong polarity relationship with Uranus in Taurus, which has the effect of anchoring breakthrough vision. And these three planets are focusing their energies in square with Saturn in Aquarius, which causes a lot of creative tension right now to anchor, which Saturn does, the rarefied energies of Aquarius. So this is a nice blend of energies, which I could unpack for the rest of the hour, but we've got some more pressing matters. Food for thought for the truly thoughtful. So enjoy the show today. I'm going to go into the first of the compendiums I've listed in the show notes. And these compendiums have videos, articles. You can follow along if you can pull them up in another window from the show notes or in a podcast in the future. You can pull that the show notes up and in another window and pause the replay, in the podcast. And then watch the videos and articles and go back to listening. But I'll be going through basically a narrative of these three compendiums, compilations of videos and articles that you can read at your leisure or as we follow along for multimedia shows. So the first one, was just published today, is called Preventing Children Casualties in This War. Kind of a provocative title. Let me just go right into it. As you probably know, the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. Well, according to the Informed Consent Action Network, ICANN, that authorization is, quote, illegal and unethical because there is no COVID-19 emergency as relates to children ages 5 to 11. The clinical trials are inadequate. The harms exceed the risks. And Pfizer failed to properly document the serious injury to a child in its clinical trial, unquote. So as you probably know, our Congress critters granted Big Pharma immunity from prosecution for vaccine harm. So Pfizer's been calling the shots, literally, with impunity. And the FDA is a revolving door between Big Pharma executives and FDA regulators. Well, that used to be understood as big business collusion with big government or fascism. But of course, mainstream media is not going to admit what they're doing. Now, as a naturopath myself, who's developed, four holistic health centers over the last 42 years, I'm a longtime vaccine researcher with multimedia compilation on this subject. I've been calling them compendiums. On the subject of vaccines and I provide the link in this that you can click on if you're following along with the compendium. So that's at heartcom.org/vaccineinfo.htm. So I'm aware that the public has been lied to about vaccines all their lives. Now, as the bombardiers in World War II knew well, you know you're over the target when you get a lot of flack. And what I'm targeting with truth bombs in this article is the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told that people believe it. Now, Hitler was infamous for this big lie tactic. The whole nation went along until it was bombed to smithereens. Now, it's a different war now, but there's parallel devastation to global civilization, which is all coming out now. All over the world, people are waking up because of the internet, the instant everywhere interactive internet. They can't keep the lid on this anymore, folks. It's coming out all over the world, and it's causing a lot of anxiety, to say the least. So nationwide, we've seen frontline medical workers risk their lives working with COVID, but now they're being told they'll be fired if they don't take the jab. Same with first responders, firemen, military, government workers, and large corporations. Now, that's for a virus that's 99.7 recoverable for adults, but that's 99.9% for children. 99.7 for adults and 99.9% recoverable for children. So what's the push to shoot everyone up with vaccines? What about the long-term natural immunity that comes from recovery? I mean, the Amish let their whole region get infected as they would with chickenpox. They've had full recovery with 0% COVID death since then. Herd immunity, no vaccines. But this is a war we're in now. It's a totalitarian war under national emergency war powers that we've seen hobble freedoms of speech, assembly, religion, etc. The lockdowns. No civilized nation in history has locked down the whole nation because of some bug going around. So Nazi Germany also sacrificed core freedoms for national security. I mean, if you spoke up, you were not just vilified and censored. You either went to the front lines as cannon fodder or to concentration camps to manufacture weapons. And as those front lines expanded into Russia, Europe, and Africa, Jews were scapegoated to work in the factories, as in the movie Schindler's List. Those who win wars are the ones who sanitize history with their version of events. Few history books document how IBM ran the train schedules to the concentration camps, or how Ford built plants to manufacture Hitler's tanks, or how Rockefeller supplied Hitler with oil throughout the war. Rockefeller merged his drug chemical cartel with the German IG Farben drug chemical cartel right before World War II. Hitler's top officers came out of IG Farben. Their plan was to consolidate Europe under drug chemical monopoly. Now you know why the Rockefeller Foundation bought out history text publishers decades ago to control the narrative. Now, after the war in Operation Paperclip, half of Hitler's flight capital, gold, went to Merck Pharmaceutical for Rise of the Fourth Reich. Merck developed the polio vaccines that had cancer retroviruses, as documented on the website I mentioned above. Cancer rates exploded in the decades following. It went from relatively unknown to 1 in 3 getting cancer now. Cancer has been Big Pharma's profit center. Now their push is vaccines. And Big Pharma sees huge profits from drug treatment for all the emerging diseases. Big demand for their big media promoted cures. They won't have to wait long. The censored, deplatformed, and blacklisted independent media is reporting that hospitals are jammed with people seriously ill and dying from the COVID vaccine. Now, that's hyperlinked in the text. You can go to the article by Robert Craig Roberts. I'll just go there. It's an article by Paul Craig Roberts. I'm sorry. And again, it's a must read. He says hospitals are jammed with people seriously ill and dying from the COVID vaccines. Now, those of you know of Paul Craig Roberts, he's a conservative commentary. He doesn't make wild claims unless he's got them backed up and verified. And he backs up and verifies what he's talking about here. Highly recommend this article. So this is precisely as Paul Craig Roberts says, this is precisely what experts were censored by CNN, NPR, MSNBC, New York Times, and social media. This is, these experts that were censored predicted this last year that this would happen. Paul Craig Roberts goes into that. So the parallels to Hitler's Germany are becoming apparent. Big media is the bullhorn for big pharma and the COVID death cult, the CDC. Fear of death, panic porn, once again drives the narrative. The big lie now is that the new experimental mRNA injections are safe and effective. But there's no hiding official data that these gene therapies, as they call them on their websites, are killing or ruining the lives of millions of people worldwide. Here's the point. The 1947 Nuremberg Code was ratified after World War II to stop the coercive medical experiments on people without well-informed consent. Now we have coercive policies that force people to take experimental injections without well-informed consent. And we know the truism that history repeats itself if we don't learn from it. So, ask yourself, is it true that Hitler had a eugenics program for eliminating undesirables? Are you aware that it was modeled after Rockefeller's pioneering work with eugenics? And have you witnessed the recent climate summit that's been going on in Scotland, where power elite potentates were unanimous in claiming that overpopulation is an existential threat to humanity? Quote unquote, existential threat to humanity. So why do you think that they're pushing vaccines relentlessly worldwide? Are we just marching lockstep into another holocaust? So I'm kind of like the canary in a coal mine. Toxic fumes in response to truth bomb articles like this are to condemn and silence the messenger. Shades of Nazi Germany. So there's no healing the sick diseased care system, which is called healthcare, until we come out of denial of what is seriously wrong with treatment protocols that are more profitable for the medical industrial complex than the military industrial complex ever was. It's more about money and power for a relative few rather than loving healthcare for we the people. Many readers of this article are well aware that inexpensive and proven COVID remedies like ivermectin can keep people out of hospitals. But AMA doctors can lose their medical license if they don't adhere to expensive hospital protocols for vax side effects that are being called COVID. For example, respiratory problems are prescribed toxic remdesivir with 26.9% mortality. This is according to the NIH. And mechanical ventilators with 50 to 97% mortality, according to the NIH. So according to the National Institute of Health, the NIH, run by serial liar Dr. Mengele, Fauci, these combined deadly NIH protocols for treatment are killing a high percentage of patients, chalked up to COVID and incentivized with big bonuses from the $2 trillion CARES Act for each death by COVID postmortem. I mean, they get a lot of money, hospitals, not just for declaring when someone died from COVID, but also for prescribing remdesivir and mechanical ventilators, which, if you combine them, has a far higher death rate than either of them separately. And again, remdesivir is 26.9% mortality, and mechanical ventilators are 50 to 97% mortality. So the figures, when you combine them, 26.9 and 50 to 97%, you combine those, you get around, what, 85% mortality from that combination? Well, that pays really well for the hospitals when they can declare people dead by COVID, but it's killing people. You know, isn't there some kind of conflict of interest there? Duh. But they've been getting away with toxic chemo protocols for cancer, and most people seem happy with that. So nothing to see here. Just food for thought for the truly thoughtful. That's the name of this compendium. Truly thought for the truly thoughtful. So moving along, the other compendium I did on November 6th was called Preventing, it was called The Crisis. Sorry. The Crisis, Our Children Under Attack. We're in the 2020s. We're in that phase of the 2020s, the 10-year period of Aquarian Spring. We're in that stage, the initial stage of the crisis. And the hero's journey, you know, we're right in the battle right now. We haven't returned home yet to a hero's welcome. We're right in the midst of a battle. So the crisis now is Our Children Are Under Attack. I published this November 3rd, 3 days ago. And so the lead in here is that when it comes to our children, the truth must come out. The U.S. has become a battleground with vaccine mandates decimating many families and communities coast to coast. Now, this compilation has a cartoon by Ben Garrison at the top. He's one of my favorite animators. He's got a picture. It's called, that looks kind of like Jonestown, but the cartoon is called Joe's Town. It looks like Joe Biden sitting there, saying into the microphone, like in Jonestown, quickly, people, quickly take the shot. And there was a sign that says, drink the Kool-Aid. It's crossed out and it says, take the vaccine. Of course, it's got a graphic of Fauci over the side holding a needle. And a danger sign in a vat that's got the vaccine sticking in it. I mean, it's like, if it wasn't so tragic, it'd be more funny, but for a little comic relief, you know, there's a cartoon there. So I go on to say that large corporations, hospitals, firemen, first responders, and government at all levels, including the military, are coercing people to take the shot or lose their job, income, pension, and security. Take the shot or else. It's kind of a repeating theme I've got in these three articles, which were like, these are the first two articles, which are like letters to the editor that you could use, copy and use, just use your own name. You know, I don't want my name. This is mostly for, you know, the radio show and for my private list of about 5,000 people on my radio show list, but it's a private list. It's not public. So if you're going to copy and use content from these first two articles that I'm discussing, you know, please put your own name on it for your own letters to the editor locally. Anyway, you can certainly provide links to these articles on your own websites, personal websites. So it's coming from you because I'm taking a lot of heat for this, believe me, in a local newspaper, a local community, and you will too. It's the general rule. I used to have about 10,000 people on my radio show list who've been on my list, most of them for more than 5 years, until COVID came along, and doing reality reports like this, I've lost half a list. People don't want to hear it. Their mind's made up for whatever reason, and they have free will. They come and they go on the list, but it's down to about 5,000 now. So what we're seeing is a kind of a form of domestic tyranny. Vaccine resistance is being treated like domestic terrorism. And now the same medical authorities who created the panic, you know, promising to flatten the curve in 2 weeks, 2 years ago, are vowing to vaccinate 28 million children in the following weeks. and the FDA has just given approval. So when it comes to our children, the truth must come out. Children have the strongest vital force and natural immunity. Like I said in the previous letter, 99.9% survive coronavirus. You know, they recover just fine, just like they would a cold or a flu. The FDA's approval of this new mRNA therapy for children between 5 and 11 years of age is reckless experimentation. No long-term studies. And there's plenty of evidence that death rate from the vaccine will exceed that of the disease. We're seeing it with adults. We're seeing it with teenagers. So in the United States, the CDC VAERS records show that 798,636 injury reports were lodged between October 8th, 2021 and December 14th, 2020, when the COVID jab rollout began. Now, the total report figure, 53.5% of injuries were made after injection with Pfizer's experimental mRNA shot. Pfizer's jab has been correlated with 11,350 deaths, accounting for a disproportionate 67.7% of all deaths after a COVID shot in the VAERS database. Now, while causation is not explicitly confirmed through the VAERS reporting system, you know, the official reporting system under CDC, neither can it be presumed that all side effects are reported. Indeed, a Harvard study in 2010 found that fewer than 1% of vaccine injuries are reported to VAERS, suggesting that the 11,350 reported deaths could represent a million actual deaths. I mean, do the math. That's only 1%. We're talking about more than a million actual deaths. Big Pharma virtually owns big media, which is not telling the public that, number one, VAERS is now reporting far more death and harm than any other vaccine campaign in history. This is from these new shots. Number two, doctors are reluctant to report death by vax, which is understandable. They don't want to report that they killed someone with the vax. And instead, they call it death by COVID. Number three, side effects from the vaccine include flu-like symptoms attributed to COVID variants, like the Delta variant. But the fact is, the PCR test doesn't test for COVID variants, but that's what they're calling it, COVID Delta variants or other variants, some variant. They're blaming it on more COVID. Number four, autoimmune disease with AIDS-like symptoms is the vax side effect. They're reporting a lot of autoimmune disease in people that get the vax. And we're talking about young people, you know, the teenagers. This is coming in now. They're just starting in on the 5 to 11-year-olds, but it's coming in all over the world. The European reporting system, as well as the American VAERS reporting system. Autoimmune disease with AIDS-like symptoms is a vax side effect. Hospitals, this is number five, hospitals are paid bonuses by way of the Government Emergency Cares Act at $2 million funding for each reported COVID death and for toxic and invasive treatments that are killing people, like I mentioned, mechanical ventilators and remdesivir. So inexpensive and long-term remedies that work for COVID are being ignored by AMA doctors who lose their license to practice medicine or they don't adhere to the expensive hospital protocols, as I mentioned, with the remdesivir and the mechanical ventilators. So according to the National Institute of Health, which Fauci runs, these combined deadly protocols are killing majority of patients chalked up to COVID and rewarding the hospitals with bonuses from that $2 trillion CARES Act for each of the death by COVID postmortems. Now, children are dying in England now at a rate from the reports, the official reports, at a rate 62% higher since the introduction of the injections. that they call vaccines, but are not vaccines as traditionally known. You can go to the Moderna and Pfizer websites to see that they are very proud of their new improved gene therapy biotechnology that changes body genetics in ways that are no longer human, called transhuman. Now, this transhuman category is a real thing, but the Supreme Court even got involved with, and I provide in the link to the article, in the compendium, I have links to documents. You can go there and a video that explains this dire situation. The Supreme Court ruling that genetically modified humans have no rights because they are patented property like GMO hybrids that can't reproduce. Population problem solved. Civil rights hijacked legally. You have no rights. You're transhuman if you get a vaccine. Now, you're not hearing about this anywhere, but the Supreme Court made this ruling. They're keeping this quiet. But when are they going to pull that card? So this is a huge elephant in the global media room that is ignored, because this whole debacle was never about controlling the virus, but rather controlling people who are just going about their law-abiding business. You know, population control, New World Order, the Great Reset. It's the same old power elite power trips that are constitutionally challenged. So believe them if you want to. I mean, believe the medical media mantra that vaccines are safe and effective at your own risk or your children's risk, because they're going for the kids now. And without well-informed consent, we're little more than lab rats in a vaccine experiment. There are no long-term trials. And doctors who got that wrong, acting under similar emergency powers, were hung by the neck until dead after the Nuremberg trials. Now, in the documentary, compendium on this blog, there's a graphic from after Nuremberg with about, 12, 15 people hanging from a rope in front of a huge crowd. I mean, people wanted justice in Germany. They wanted somebody to pay. And the doctors that were involved with this medical experimentation, they were hung by the neck until dead. So the Nuremberg Code in 1947 includes such principles as informed consent, absence of coercion, properly formulated scientific experimented. Again, it included well-informed choice, and they demanded beneficence towards experiment participants. In other words, they demanded, it required beneficence, not maleficence, not sinister intentions, like Fauci, who was recently found to be funding, the virtual torture of puppies, for just crazy experiments. So this experimental situation, there's some parallels going on now from before. And medical misinformation is indeed a problem, but it's counterintuitive to think there's some massive vaccine conspiracy to reduce population and human rights. No one wants to believe that obedience under medical martial law has created a holocaust of global proportions or whatever harm our children. So that's that article. Now, at the bottom of that compendium, that pretty much is just an article. It's not much of a compendium here, but at the bottom of them, there is a compendium. I have it as a PS for a deep dive into the deep state agenda for global holocaust. See, there's a war going on. Now, that compendium is a deep dive. I don't recommend it if you don't want some really tough love. Tough love as far as there's a war going on. Our children are involved. And we got to get real serious about this. This is, if it's true, what different studies are showing. One of them, that the immune system of people that get the shots degrading about 5% a week. A week. If that's true, then the in through Christmas, the immune system of a lot of people could be completely wiped out. We could be looking at full-grown plague, but not from coronavirus, from vaccine side effects. So this is serious stuff. This is too shocking for some people. So I don't recommend if you go to this link, unless you're an alpha female or an alpha male, you know. I mean, there's a war going on. And as I said at the beginning of it, civil society is breaking down, you know, triggered by polarizing circus politics, media-fed mass hysteria, racism, classicism, fascism, fear-mongering, political correctness, virtue signaling, a sense of hopelessness and powerlessness in the face of government corruption, brutality, and a growing economic divide that has much of the population struggling to get by. I mean, it's really getting serious worldwide. Now, militarization and militainment, you know, the selling of war and violence as entertainment, is manifesting as a kind of madness, mayhem, and an utter disregard for the very principles and liberties that have kept us out of the clutches of totalitarianism for so long. So such evil prevails only when good men and women do nothing. I've heard that expression again by Burke, I think it is. Evil succeeds if only good men and women do nothing. So the Western elite, together with the CCP, Chinese Communist Party, created, promoted, and distributed a bioweapon comprised of graphene oxide nanoparticles, spike proteins, live parasites, and messenger RNA that reprograms your DNA. And all of this degrades the immune system. Now realize that acquired immunodeficiency syndrome is AIDS. Some of you may have read the articles, but those who have looked really carefully under the microscope and, you know, their in-depth analysis on what's going on in these vaccines, they're finding out that the mRNA technology that they used to hack the DNA of the body, that it actually had AIDS spliced into it, AIDS virus spliced into it. How effective that is, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. All the other stuff that's in the vaccines weaken the immune system, so it's still creating acquired immunodeficiency syndrome that weakens the immune system. Call it AIDS, call it whatever. Remember that AIDS was Dr. Fauci's first three-ring circus, and he got away with it. If you get into Fauci's history, he was at the center of the whole AIDS situation, where AIDS was created and deployed out of American biological laboratories like Fort Detrick. He was the center of that. And AIDS was used, if you read the book AIDS, Bull, and Emerging Viruses by Dr. Len Horowitz, it was a New York Times bestseller. You never hear about it now because it exposes how AIDS was created and deployed out of American biological warfare laboratories and was seeded into hepatitis B vaccines in black and homosexual communities in America and was used by the World Health Organization to kill millions of Africans in areas where Western powers were wanting to go in and take over the resources of those countries. That's biological warfare. And it's so horrendous, it's been completely blacked out down the memory hole, like it doesn't exist. I was the communications director for Horowitz back in 2001, right before 9/11. I was up in Sandpoint, Idaho, at his property up there, and we worked together on all kinds of projects. But, you know, his book, I think it was done in 1979, the New York Times bestseller. And I worked with Horowitz. I'd sometimes get him on 2-3 radio talk shows a day, you know, to talk about a new book that he had coming out. It was about, back at that time, it was about chemtrails, and it's called Death in the Air, Toxic Warfare. And it was horrendous. It was horrible, but it was right, you know, it was right before 9/11. And, so I knew about, you know, the references and the story about how Fauci you know, NIH, how it was involved, even directing NIH back then. And that was, so AIDS was Fauci's first rodeo called Three Ring Circus or whatever. And it's NIH that's directing these medical protocols. And the CDC, the COVID death cult, and the pharmaceutical media runs cover for Fauci. So are COVID vaccines giving people AIDS? There's an article from Natural Life News explaining that immune system functions are dropping around 5% each week in those who are vaccinated. That was the reference I gave earlier. So there's another article that was from Children's Health Defense Organization, ICANN, you know, part of ICANN, Informed Consent Network, that fully vaccinated are COVID super spreaders, says inventor of the mRNA technology. The guy that invented the mRNA technology, what, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? He's saying that the fully vaccinated are COVID super spreaders. Think about that. Now, this is all, whether genetically engineered, this virus is not as deadly as they had hoped. So they decreed double jabs and then third and fourth booster shots, culminating in the October 15th global mass mandates to force vaccinate the global workforce. That began full tilt, full court press in October 15th. And the media has been just filled with articles, newspapers, mainstream media, the AP articles that are, you know, boilerplate that goes out to all the media, newspapers, and every place. AP is like, you know, you'd say AP is Associated Propaganda, but Associated Press is what it stands for. But it's propaganda. You know, everyone's got to get the jabs worldwide. This is a worldwide billions of dollars. Are going into this campaign to get everyone jabbed. You hear it, it's incessant in the media. So there's a video, there's actually three videos in this compendium. I'm not going to go into it anymore. It's too depressing. I got too much to cover. I'm going to go on. You can watch the videos on how the mandates will end and a thing by Cliff High, an article that is strong, heavy, you know, man up, kind of, you know, man up, you know, wise up, rise up, serious stuff, and how serious this is, and how we're in World War IV, he called it, or World War III, but anyway, he's referring to it as World War IV, the final war. He says this is not the war to end all wars, this is the final war because the powers that be are not telling you about it. You're not being told about this war. It's just happening, and anyone that challenges it is called fake news. So this is a whole different kind of war. I mean, all the previous wars, they've used the one nation state to attack another nation state. But in World War IV, they're not doing that. The powers that be are using the governments to attack the residents, citizens, immigrants, and subjects within their own borders. So this is a war. We've got people all around the planet that are dying. And as Cliff High says, you're blind if you do not understand that this is a war that you've been lied to. As I explained in my previous article, we've been lied to all our lives about vaccines. You can read that compendium on vaccines, vaccine info for yourself. Anyway, I'm not going to go into this anymore. It's just too depressing to dwell on it. So this next article, this was done back on October 28th. A little bit more than a week ago. And it's called Claim the Victory of Our Collective Conscientious Common Sense. Claim the Victory of Our Collective Conscientious Common Sense. I'm going to be ending on a positive note today. This compendium has got a lot of graphics, videos. It's somewhat like a Mad magazine for mature adults. You know, I refer to this as processing modern day tribulations with philosophic calm and a sense of humor. You gotta keep a sense of humor. Keep that joy flame going amidst all of this stuff because it's healthy. Joy and love, love and light, joy and love, they're healthy. You know, social interactions that are fun, you know, dancing, social clubbing, whatever. Joy is healthy. So this compendium begins with the graphic that's up on the BBS Radio homepage for this show today. It's a graphic of Dr. Fauci, you know, holding up a bottle of snake oil, and the caption is, "The same snakes that are selling the panic are selling the cure." Underneath that graphic on this page, there's a reference to COVID is the snake oil, and that COVID, COVID, is an acronym for Certificate of Vaccination ID. Now think about that, folks. The objective is to get all people to get a COVID pass. A green pass is what they call it in Europe. Basically to get a cyber pass. You know, with your phone or whatever, you create these passes. Or, you know, like your passport, like they had in Nazi Germany. You know, you had to have your passport. You had to have a pass. And you didn't get passed if you didn't have your vaccine, you don't get a pass. So hucksters have sold us a lot of BS, you know, belief system that is nothing but snake oil. COVID is not what we first believed. It's part of an agenda. And this agenda was manipulated with FEAR, which is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And now we know. It's part of a technocratic takeover and depopulation by choice, with the assuring message that vaccines and drugs are safe and effective for whatever ails you. New bottle, new label, same old snake oil. If I'm going to unpack that a little bit, that depopulation by choice, they're not forcing people. They're calling it COVID mandates, but there's been no executive order. They're forcing people now by saying, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to lose your job. But the false evidence appearing real is the fear that a lot of people take the jab. Other people are afraid of losing their income and their job, so they take the jab. That's coercion. That's not informed choice. They're saying it's informed choice. You can choose to quit, lose your job or not, but that's coercion. That's what the Nuremberg Code said was no longer legal. Would be censored by all humanity. And look what's happening. So this article goes into this compendium I refer to as the Common Sense Victory Compendium. Has some graphics, infographics, cartoons, videos that are humorous. Cartoon videos, ones on mass psychosis, how an entire population became mentally ill. Because this is mass psychosis, folks. In this video called, you know, Killing of the Mind, it's a cartoon, animated cartoon, video, and the video explores the most dangerous of all psychic epidemics, the mass psychosis. Mass psychosis is an epidemic of madness, and this occurs when a large portion of a society loses touch with reality and descends into delusions. Two examples of such mass psychosis are the American and European witch hunts, 16th and 17th century, and the rise of totalitarianism in the 20th century. Hitler is the example I've been giving. So, World War III, World War IV, whatever you want to call it, it's a spiritual war on consciousness. And the battle is fought in the mind. Fear is their only weapon. Rise above it with love. There's a graphic there. This is an infographic. There's a very interesting video that follows. This video was published October 22nd, just a few weeks ago. And it's in Turin, Italy. People took over the square chanting "Om" to clear the ethers of the evil vax green pass curse. Or at least to clear the ethers, because the green pass curse was, they were shutting down everything in Italy. And there's thousands of people in this public square in Turin, Italy, just sitting there doing an "Om." I mean, the solution is spiritual, and the effect of having that many people do an "Om," to calm the, being philosophically calm, to calm the ethers and the, and calm the, and neutralize the insanity that's been going all over the world. I mean, this, just the real service coming out of Turin, Italy. So you can watch that video. It's only about 3 minutes long, I think. 2 minutes long. So, regarding the mass psychosis diagnosis, what is it that's making us crazy? Who's behind it? And why are they doing it? Aren't you just a little curious? I mean, do you really want to know? So, the pandemic is a live exercise. That's slipped out from the very beginning of the pandemic, and I've used those words, the quote of the live exercise, going back at the very beginning of the pandemic. I think it was said by Pompeo or someone on the platform with Bush said it. He slipped and called it a live exercise. It was planned, timed, and coordinated for the strategic advantage of power elite trillionaires, billionaires, and social engineer minions who comprise the dark side, deep state, New World Order cabal, also known as the corporatocracy, you know, corporate tyranny, all those bankster buddies who have captured big media and big pharma and big governmental agencies like the CDC and the FTC, Food and Drug Administration, for a great reset to transhumanist, mind-controlled hell, basically, where you will own nothing and be happy, according to Klaus Schwab, you know, the great reset ringleader, Klaus Schwab. Now, there's a very unflattering picture here of Klaus Schwab on the beach. And there's a quote underneath it from Voltaire who said, quote, I have never made but one prayer to God and a very short one. Oh, Lord, make my enemies ridiculous. And God granted it. And pictured by Klaus Schwab on the beach, rather ridiculous. So have a little fun with that. Have a hoot. But remember, those who own the corporate wealth of the world, the giant bankster corporate conglomerates, you know, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, etc., fully intend to own and control us body and mind. How? The Supreme Court ruled those injected with new mRNA gene therapy are no longer human, but are legally patented transhuman property with no rights. Again, I referenced this earlier, and there's another video going around. I think I published it a few weeks ago. And that is about Who Owns the World, and it gets into these giant corporate conglomerates that are basically investment bankers, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street, Berkshire Hathaway, who own like 99% of all the corporate assets on the planet. They're all interlocked and owned by this pyramid of money and power that is behind taking down the public for control, taking down the public worldwide. And we're looking at basically their whole New World Order agenda they've been talking about for years. They're full tilt right now because they realize that people are waking up. This is their greatest fear. People are waking up and wising up because of the instant everywhere interactive internet, independent media, independent communications worldwide. People are waking up. They can't stop it. So it's like their time is short, their fear is great, and they want everyone to be as miserable as they are. And they're coming out from behind the mask. You know, the mask is off for them, and people are seeing who they are, and they're doing all kinds of crazy stuff right now. So there's a infographic there of Klaus Schwab, said with the caption, you know, playing God. And again, the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccinated subjects are patented property. And you're not going to hear about this in the mainstream media. But they've ruled on this, that vaccinated subjects, or victims, whatever you want to call them, are patented property, not classified as humans, but transhuman with no human rights. This shows how far a corrupt deep state has gone. Crimes against humanity, exposing means, motive, and intent for tyranny. So I provide a 3-minute rant on the subject by a guy who's pretty much unhinged over the Supreme Court information And there's warning, expletives are not deleted. So, I mean, this is, you would say crazy stuff, but this is the kind of response. You may be asking the obvious question. Why aren't these criminals in jail and being held accountable for their crimes against humanity? So if you step back and look at this from a, you know, an Aquarian 2000 year perspective, we're at the beginning of a cycle of exposing this stuff. This is the crisis. This is the beginning of the Aquarian spring I referred to, like Arab Spring, this 10-year period. We're at the beginning of that. And the Great Awakening is accelerating to zero point, unity conscience, law of one, universal solidarity of, by, and for global unity and diversity. You know, the United Sovereigns of Earth. This is where it's going. Is it going to take, what, 5 years, maybe? 3 years? 9 years? Another 9 years? Aquarian Spain, the 2020s, we're just at the cusp of Aquarius these next 10 years. It's just, you know, the Aquarian light and love surges, the dark side deep state purges. And so as Aquarian general enlightenment accelerates, we see the dregs of status quo fear and doubt, you know, paradigm paralysis, brought to the surface for clearance, you know, like slag impurities on the surface of molten metal. And the fire melting our dense 3D metal, so to speak, is the Aquarian frequency shift. And the slag clearance is part of the creative ascent process. I provide links on that creative ascent process because that goes into this creative ascent process, the components to the capstone. The vision of global holistic healing. And you can assemble the components of the capstone. This is what I've been doing on an ongoing basis now since the first of the year, consistently, repeatedly, you know, the cosmic love model, how that works and what that looks like. So I'm not going to have time to get through this whole compendium. There's an outrageous, funny video. Biden confesses in a major faux pas that I'm not your president. Donald Trump is still your president. Call it a brain fart or whatever. You actually said that. You can watch that video for yourself. Another infographic that says the chance of the Earth being hit with an asteroid is 0.046%. The chance of dying of COVID is 0.026%. So drop the mask and buy a helmet. This is actually a billboard post where I think it's in, I'm not sure where, but it's in, there's palm trees in the picture, so it's down south somewhere. There's a great video that you can watch called Hey Government, We're Not Stupid. This is a brilliant video by Neil Oliver. He really chunks it out. He's brilliant truth-telling by a cognitive dissident, you might say. So a dissident, not dissonance. He's a cognitive dissident. So the real conspiracy theorists believe that big government cares about them. Big media would never mislead or lie to them. And the pharmaceutical industry that makes billions off of sickness wants to prevent your sickness. So why are the power elite doing this? The pandemic and its response serve multiple purposes for the elite. And I go through 8 of them and then summarize with another big one. They're into population reduction. That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line. I mean, it's a murderous power grab. You know, the power elite, they want their new world order, their great reset, and they don't care how many people they kill in the meantime. If they can leverage the deaths to create the takeover, they're going for it. So God help us, heal us, wake us, and seal us in the light of Aquarian love that prevails always and always. So I finish up with video of the month, incredible article by Steve Pesnik. Brilliant video. Got to watch that one. The video of the month. Some other infographic. Some great thing on. There's one called Lies, Lies, Lies that you got to see. Hilarious mainstream media who tells disgusting lies are all owned by the same megacorp banksters, primarily BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, who also own Big Pharma. And this deep state cabal tells big media what to say from the same script day after day. Lies, lies, lies. Got to watch that one. That's a choice one. There's also a video that's really powerful called Vaccine from Hell. They're going for the children now. There's a, and again, Awaken with JP, there's a funny video. Have a hoot with that one. I'm going to have to wrap it up, folks. I want to thank you for listening today, for the patience with me. My voice is not all there today, but it's been a good show as far as information I wanted to get out. I hope it went over okay. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.